I'm Lacey. Life is too fun to be held down by kids.
Hi, I'm Amy. Being a mom is the most rewarding job ever.
Loose lips and childbearing hips.
If I don't win Album of the Year, I'm really going to have a problem with that.
Yo, Taylor, I'm really happy for you. I'm going to let you finish. But Beyonce had one of the best videos of all time.
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
I am a god. Everybody says, who does he think he is? I just told you who I thought I was. A god.
This is Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, and I am Lacey G.
She's my rock in the workplace, and we share the same space. Plus, Lacey is realer than most. She'll even make fun of you for eating beans on toast. I tried rhyming on that one, and I don't think I liked it.
I liked it.
Nah, I'll do better next time.
And my co-host is anything except for vanilla ice cream. Well, not according to some BuzzFeed quiz, but what do they know? I think she's more of a peanut butter cream cookie dough with a side of fireball. She's sweet, likely tasty, and only a little bit deadly. My anything but boring's babe's name is...
Amy Nichols. Whoa!
Peanut butter cream cookie dough. I think I said that wrong.
The new flavor?
Yeah.
It's chocolate peanut butter cookie dough, I think is what it's called.
Well, I thought you were a little bit exotic, a little hard to get.
Yeah, I got vanilla on that stupid personality test. I was so mad, and I even cheated. I got vanilla. Okay, before I even finished the first test, I don't even know if you care to hear this.
I do.
Before I even finished the test, I was like going through it, answering these stupid questions. I'm like, as long as I don't get vanilla, I'm fine. I get vanilla by the end of it. I'm pissed. So I take it again, and I lie on this test. I make the most exotic answers thinking that I'll get something exciting. No, I get vanilla again. And then the third time, I just start doing things random and I got vanilla a third time. I was so mad.
Did you ever get a different answer?
Yeah, the fourth time I got, I don't know, I think it was like mint chocolate chip or something. But everyone in my family got chocolate chip cookie dough. I was so mad that I got vanilla over and over and over again.
I think that you set yourself up for failure. The fact that before you finished, you were like, ooh, I better not get vanilla.
Yeah.
And then you get vanilla.
I cursed myself. And I'm not vanilla.
Hell no, you're not vanilla. I almost put, we had this jalapeno peanut butter brittle ice cream, like the sweet and the hot. And that's kind of what I thought you would be.
Yeah.
But nobody eats that. That's an unusual kind of ice cream.
Is that another analogy for me not having friends?
You're lonely. You're the ice cream nobody wants. The vanilla or the jalapeno flavor. Ugh. How was your weekend? What have you been up to?
I did nothing this weekend. I can't think of anything memorable at all. I'm good. I've just been busy with the kids stuff during the week, though. Band, tennis, Boy Scouts, just running around doing crazy stuff. So I don't know. I don't know what I did this weekend. I honestly can't tell you.
You're so busy after work. It exhausts me.
Yeah, me too. And Josh, really, I wasn't complaining. I really love to make my kids' lives rich. But I might have mentioned not being happy about being so busy to Josh. And he said, you know, it's just going to get worse. Tell me that.
I would think it would get easier because they're getting older. Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe they're just going to be involved in more things. I don't know. I don't know what he meant by that. He just wanted to make me sadder. And it worked.
So I had a good weekend, and my little 9-year-old niece, Heaven, came and stayed the night with me on Friday. And we had so much fun. She's so sweet. We did arts and crafts, and we made like these little clay charms, and you have to bake them in the oven. And I was completely messing them up and then having to redo them. But she's so sweet and thoughtful. She's like, oh my gosh, that's beautiful. And I'm like, oh, what are you talking? No, that's ugly. Like, I have to redo it. But she's so sweet and positive, which is why whenever she noticed something about me for the first time ever, I was surprised that she noticed it and that she had nothing positive to say. What do you think Heaven noticed about me for the first time?
Was it your hands?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe I guessed that.
I can't believe either. I mean, I guess it's easy considering that's my only flaw, but
Oh my God.
She noticed my hands for the first time ever. And she was like, why do your hands look like that? And I was like, look like what? They look really old.
No. Okay, was this during the clay making process?
I think so. I can't remember exactly when, but I was just like, I wasn't even offended. I was just like, how have you never noticed my old ugly hands before?
Okay, if it was during the clay making, then your hands do dry out when you work with clay. I've taken a few pottery classes and they get like, they crack and they bleed and they get so, so dry. And I mean, if you're on, sitting at a table and you're like waving your hands in front of someone's face for however long you did it, of course they're going to notice your hands.
But the most positive person in the world had nothing good to say about my hands. She can find the good in anything.
Well, I'm really sorry about that.
I was really taken aback. I can't believe that's the first time she ever noticed my hands.
You know, I like your hands. They have character and the nails are beautifully shaped.
I like how hard you're trying to find the positive.
Did it work?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Oh, yeah.
Cool, cool.
So Kanye West, he has been on a Twitter rampage recently. He's just going off on Twitter. Some people are saying he might be crazy. I think he's just using it as his platform and just free riding whatever he wants. And he has new music coming out. So,
yeah,
I think it's for attention.
Getting the hype up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's been going on his Kanye rants. And recently he tweeted something that got my attention and it said, you can say anything as long as you put the right emoji next to it.
I agree. I full-heartedly agree.
I have to applaud you on your emoji use, actually. You find really good emojis all the time, and it makes me a little jealous. I spend too much time scrolling through the emojis to find the right one, or I'll type in the word. That way it'll just come up, and I don't have to look for it. If it's not in my favorites, I get mad. Because I'm like, I need to exercise the emoji more.
Oh, I love the emojis. I mean, I really, really do. I don't know. I don't know why.
You always find the perfect one, though.
Well, thank you.
So does my grandmother. My grandmother,
no.
her emoji and gift game is on point. I really have to applaud her because she knows how to do that. Like, what old person really knows how to do that? My mom, on the other hand, I sent her the angry face with anger smoke coming out the nose, just the...
Yeah.
I sent that to her. My mom was like, are you flipping me off? I said, what? No, that's like angry smoke face. No, that's not it at all. And I sent it to her again. And she's like, I think that's the middle finger. And
what?
Yeah. And my mom's a little blind. So I don't know. So I like blew it up and sent it to her again, just in case you can't see it. And she was still arguing with me. And I was like, okay, I'm done. This is the middle finger. This is the angry stormy face.
Did you send her the
yes.
one? Yes. Oh, that's so great.
Yes. And I don't know if she was seeing wrong or if she's just like in her imagination, she imagines them pointing the middle finger at her underneath it. But I'm just like, mom, grandma's so much better at the emojis than you. She would have accused me of pointing the middle finger at her.
I think that I get my emoji game from my mom. We have this game going where we try to have a conversation without using words. We just use emojis, like full on phrases and paragraphs, trying to figure out what the other person's saying. It's pretty fun.
That is kind of fun.
Yeah. Sometimes I do pretty well. I'm just going to say.
Sometimes I just throw the randoms out there just to see, just see if anything happens. But anyway, it made us wonder, like, how do we think like Kanye? How can we express ourselves like Kanye? Like, you can only do this as long as you do this. And I know that you have a lot, so give me some.
I have a whole lot. Before I started really brainstorming on this, I asked my kids at the dinner table, but they're very practical and literal, not very creative. But Morgan said, you can eat food as long as you have money. Okay.
You could garden, though. You could kill. There's a lot of ways that you could eat food.
Don't you need money to buy the tools to kill something or to garden? I don't know.
I'd like to think I could kill with my hands.
An animal?
Yeah, like a chicken? I'd just break its neck. Oh. Then I don't know how, like, I would get on the inside, and then you still have to cook it because I'm not going to go raw on it.
I guess you could just pluck all the feathers off and then roast it over a fire. I'm not real sure. I've never done that.
I mean, I'm not willing to go get my own food and prepare it and eat it that way. But it's possible. I'm just saying Morgan's wrong. Your daughter's dumb. Continue.
You can have friends as long as you know they're going to stab you in the back.
Ooh.
This is from my daughter. How sad is this?
Did you ask her why?
No, I just moved on to Maddox.
You weren't the least bit concerned.
I guess not. I didn't even think about it.
Okay, awkward. Moving on.
Going on to Maddox. Oh my gosh, they're both gaming ones. I'm going to skip them. They're so dumb. But this one is for my kids that I came up with. You can say whatever you want as long as I don't hear it. And that is a rule. I don't care what you say in your room. If you scream into your pillow, go for it. I don't want to hear it.
Meaning you don't ask questions whenever your daughter's in distress or
no.
Bad words? Like,
bad
what do you
words.
Not want to hear?
Bad words.
So
if they're complaining or being a jerk, you can get away with whatever as long as it's not listened to by an authority figure anyways.
So if Maddox comes and tells you that Morgan's been cussing, you're like, I don't care. I didn't hear.
I'd probably correct her, but who's going to tattle? I shut the tattling down. I'm not down with that. Kids don't need to be talent. Unless it's like serious.
Mm-hmm.
Curse words.
Does the same rule apply if you don't see it, it didn't happen with your kids?
No.
Okay. Good call on that, Mom. What was Maddox talking about? Is he into Fortnite like JC?
He talks about it a lot. He's never played it. Everyone's talking about it at their school. I don't know what the big deal is. I started looking at articles on it, and there's like this comet that was going to come destroy the entire planet. And I had never followed up on that. So I'm guessing that didn't happen if people are still playing Fortnite. I don't know. No, he's not playing Fortnite. But it was like, you can find anything as you use a walkthrough. I don't know what a walkthrough is. I was like, okay, that's not useful. What's your next one you got? And it was, oh, this one's kind of cute. He said, you can play fetch with your dog as long as he brings the ball back. I love him. He's so sweet.
That's cute. That's really cute. I put, you can only take a bubble bath if you send your friend a weird picture.
That's pretty good.
So I was taking a bubble bath the other day and I took a funny picture for you. I felt really stupid. I had candles lit. Like I'm legit whenever I get into the bath.
It's
but for
hobby.
Some reason, yes. For some reason, I was thinking about you. And then I was like, well, let me take a picture and send it to her. So I had to make sure. I mean, I had bubbles and everything. Like,
yeah,
no,
yeah.
I wasn't sending you any nudes. You're welcome.
No, it was great. It was so fun. You had a great expression on your face. You were so happy, which sometimes I don't see at work.
I was just being silly. But at the same time, whenever I was taking this picture, I was like, what if Jeremy walks in right now? And he's like, why are you taking a picture of yourself in the bath? And most importantly, who are you sending it to? That didn't happen. And he'd probably be like, nah, you're just being weird. I don't think he would really. But so I was thinking that because I mean, it took me a couple times to get the right photo before I sent it to you. I know you can't tell and all that. But then I send you the picture and you're like, ugh, I wish I had your life. I've drove from this school to this school and Maddox has tennis and I felt so bad for you.
Yeah, I sent you a picture of the hole in my couch and my dog.
Oh, that's right. Because I was like, I'm sitting in the bath pretending that I don't have holes in my couch. Because I saw a hole in my couch and I cried the other day. And then I realized I probably need to lighten up a little bit. But it made me cry because I was already frustrated.
It's a new furniture, too.
New-ish. I mean, it's 3 years old, probably. Which we're getting parts of it replaced because they do have a warranty on it. But they told me, I just got the email back yesterday and they said they're not replacing my pillows, that my dog is completely flattened. So I think I'm just going to buy those. But the holes will be replaced.
Good.
But it just, I was already stressed out. And then I look and there's another hole that I didn't see and I started crying. So the next day I was relaxing in the bath. That's why I sent it to you. That's why I was thinking of you. Because I was like, oh my gosh, I'm like finally happy.
Well, I really appreciated it. Thank you.
Because you can only garden if you're happy, Amy. And that was my other problem. I tried gardening on Earth Day and it stressed me out. And I put a fucking succulent in a pot and it broke apart. And that made me really angry. And I started screaming about it. And then Jeremy told me that I need to chill out and I can't handle stress at all if I'm getting stressed out by a succulent breaking apart.
I think girls can react however they want. I mean, we
irrationally all the time. That's how I react.
We can cry or get angry over anything. I think that's our right as females.
Oh, and then I was arguing after that because he told me I was being irrational. And I'm like, you go outside and you look at that succulent and you tell me you don't have hatred in your heart. You're lying. And then I realized, wow, that is a little bit intense.
Yeah, that was excessive.
It's a succulent. So I have officially calmed down since then. He even reminded me yesterday that I need to go bring that. I was going to bring it back. That's how mad I was. Like, I couldn't even go outside and look at it for a couple of days because I'm just like, you're such a disappointment in my life. I can't. So I saved the box, the container it was in. I was going to bring it back. And he told me yesterday, don't forget to bring back the succulent. And I said, I've actually decided I'm going to keep it because life's not perfect and it will regrow. I'm going to give it some love and some water sometimes.
No one even asked you to do that. You did that all on your own.
Because I'm positive.
You flipped that upside down.
Yeah. I see the good in everything, Amy.
Wow. Here's one. I'll be the butt of the joke as long as I know you truly love me. I hate it so much. I cannot take a joke.
So do you have an example? Like, did somebody try that recently?
All the time in this office. Whether it's talking about a show I don't want you to talk about, it's not funny.
I'm just going to tell you like you told me one time. You have really great reactions, so that's why people try to pester you.
Oh, that's true.
Because you flipped out today.
I did. I so did. I got nervous. Justin was supposed to talk about the Avengers. I thought I was completely wrong. And they put him in front of a mic, and he is known for ruining things. And so I started screaming at executive producer Robert for putting him on a mic. What is wrong with me?
He's also the angriest person in the office, but you rival him at times.
That's not good. That's not a good look.
I thought that was really funny, though. But that's why they mess with you, is because you give good reactions.
I'm just super sensitive.
You can say whatever you want if you put LOL on the end.
Ugh.
I don't know why that's such a pet peeve of mine, but like I'll see people on social media. I really wish someone would bring me a pizza. LOL. Like that's not funny. And you're being serious. Yeah. If I message you and was like, hey, I'm going to bring you a pizza right now.
I have the exact same thing written down, except for mine's JK.
You
can say whatever you want. Just throw a JK at the end. You're not kidding. You really mean to say that.
I wish I made more money. LOL at Bossman George. I wish people around the office loved me more. Hashtag JK.
You can start a rumor as long as you follow it up with, that's what I heard.
That's just what I heard.
You can talk to me about work as long as it's in science verbiage.
What do you mean?
Josh talks to me about work and I love it. He uses the words like sodium bicarbonate and calcium hypochlorite or whatever. I have no idea. But I think it is so hot when he talks science talk to me. I love it.
That's really cute.
I have another. I'll go to the garbage restaurant with you as long as you're buying and I'm allowed to trash talk it on the way.
Oh, you hate Josh's favorite restaurant, right?
I hate it. Well, I'm not going to say.
Should and I? You still go? Is it the Chinese place where somebody got stabbed outside?
I don't like that one either.
Okay.
Because it's for my safety and it's garbage food.
But you would put up with it if the food was worth it.
Someone got killed.
They got killed, not just stabbed?
I don't know. It sounds worse if I said killed, so I'm going to go with it.
It's a pretty good reason to not go there. How often do y'all go to this restaurant that you hate?
Maybe once every couple years. I mean, I try to shut it down. I don't like it. And I make it real apparent. So that can't be enjoyable for him.
I think it's good that you go, though. I'm willing to put up with some stuff, but like, I don't eat Chinese food. I just don't enjoy it. And Jeremy usually only gets Chinese food if I'm gone or if I'm doing a juice cleanse. And then I'll tell him like, oh, you have to figure out dinner or I can pick you something up. But normally he gets Chinese food.
Yeah, I like Thai over
Same.
Chinese.
It's just so heavy. That's what I don't like about it.
Yeah.
It's saucy and sweet and there's just like way too much stuff going on.
Yeah.
I prefer something lighter. So I think it's good. I mean, I will go with him to a Chinese restaurant, but usually he's not going to ask me to because he knows I don't like it. I can find something to eat, but I mean, for the most part, it's like, oh, all this is crap. Great choice, babe.
Yeah, you got to complain about it.
Yeah.
Little. Yeah, I'm down.
You must be really dumb if all of that is included on the warning label. Like, why is there a label on straighteners that say do not use on eyelashes?
Oh, my gosh.
Who needed that pointed out? Or a shirt that says do not iron while wearing this.
Oh, I saw that one recently. That is dumb.
And I just saw one. It had a vanishing fabric marker. And it included on the label, this marker should not be used as a writing instrument for signing checks or legal documents, as signatures will fade or disappear completely.
But they have to put that because there are people out there that are dumb.
That makes me feel better about myself. I know that.
That you know? And you
that I know that no warning label has ever been created because of me. I've done some really dumb stuff and I've said some really dumb stuff. But nobody's had to go to that extreme. I ain't that dumb.
I would play dumb if it was a good payoff. I could sue later.
I thought you meant like for a good laugh.
Oh,
like,
I'll play.
No, if I have financial gain, because as Morgan said, you have to feed your family. You have
exactly.
to be able to afford food.
Exactly. You can drive however bad you want, weaving out of traffic, as long as you do a little wave, thank you, afterwards. Like, it was their intention to let you over in the first place. No, I was not going to let you over. Just because you're a crazy, erratic driver, and then you wave to me afterwards, does not mean you're a good driver now. Don't wave at me.
I like that. I do get mad if I let somebody over, and they don't wave at me. And I normally don't drive erratic. I'm not in and out of people's lanes. But slow people will get on my nerves. And I'm a little bit too ballsy in my car, because I don't threaten people or anything like that, but I will get close. If you're being a jerk in the left-hand lane and there's somebody parallel to you and neither one of y'all are going to move, then yes, I will get right behind you.
Same.
Because you need to realize this is not your damn road. Get out of my
mm-hmm.
way.
Mm-hmm.
So I will do that. But then if I let somebody over and they don't wave, I get mad. I don't do anything. I think I always wave. I try to always wave because it gets on my nerves. But then those people that I have to get real behind them or something, or if I have to cut somebody off, I don't wave at them, but I will
Good.
Open up my sunroof and I'll give them the finger. Because I just showed in your face, I win.
It's not quite the same message.
Get out of my way. That's my message.
And I'll sing karaoke as long as I've had a few drinks first.
I still want to do that with you.
We do. We need to.
Okay. I used to have an ongoing list. Now it's just more if I hear something, I will hear a song and I'm like, man, I should really sing that at karaoke one time. I have been to karaoke exactly one time. That is the only time I've ever sang karaoke is one time. But I would have this ongoing list of songs that I could sing karaoke if I was to sing karaoke at one point.
I did too. I had like 20 songs on there. I loved and adored this list. And then with the kids getting cell phones and somehow our ID got swapped or whatever, my son deleted my karaoke list. I know it's gone and now I've had to restart it. It's got one song on it.
What's the one song?
I don't know.
Because you normally like to sing Alanis Morissette.
Yeah, anything Alanis is good. But so I don't have her on my list. Oh, La Bamba. I don't know why.
I know you haven't been drinking, but break me off a piece of La Bamba.
La 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 Bamba. That's all I got.
So our favorite angry producer, White Cheddar, was wearing the perfect shirt the other day. And his shirt said, it made me laugh cry.
Because it perfectly described him.
He walks around saying it all the time. But his shirt said, do me a favor and stop talking. And immediately I can just hear him in my head because he's walking around, stop talking, like all the time. Luckily not to us or I'd be like extremely butthurt. But that shirt made me die cry laughing.
Yeah, it was good.
Because it just fit him so perfectly.
He has a lot of good shirts.
So I wondered, like, what would our perfect shirt say? because that's a little bit difficult. It's easy to see him and know that that's a great shirt, but I don't know that I would have come up with the caption. I don't know that I would have put that on a shirt and given it to Robert, you know, but seeing it, it's perfect for him.
Yeah, I agree. I needed a little help with this. I'm going to have to be honest. I Googled and found some that I thought perfectly described me. Don't judge. Do you judge me?
No. Let me hear your shirts.
Okay. 1 + 1 = 3 if you don't use a condom.
That's funny because my shirt for you says, I believe in condiments, not condoms. And then the back of the shirt says, proud mom of two accidents.
Oh my gosh, that's so great. Oh shoot, was I supposed to get one for you?
It's okay. Let me hear what else you have.
All right, well, this I'm going to say this one's for you, but really, I picked it for me, and I think both apply. Today's good mood is sponsored by vodka.
Yeah, I called an audible work week cheat day today because my neighbor's in town, and I want to drink with her, and I want to drink, so. Yeah,
but I don't think your neighbor being in town is a good mix. Good enough excuse.
She travels a lot, so that is a good excuse. I haven't seen her.
I think wanting to is good enough for me.
We're going to hang out. We're going to drink wine. We're going to get stuff done. And we're going to do it again on Sunday, but by the pool. So.
Oh, yeah. Is it pool season?
Well, kind of. I mean, I'll have to see. The weather's going to be okay. I don't think we'll be in the pool because we just got hit with another little cold front. But I need some sun.
Yeah.
I'm so white, and because my skin's so nasty, like, I shed so much, and so you can, like, see my pores whenever I'm all super sheddy. So it looks like I got a little freckle. No, I think it's, like, leg pores and stuff. What? They're not dirty. Did or maybe it's hair.
Leg pores?
Leg pores. I feel like I'm missing, like, a layer of skin. And so you can see, like, I have dots on me. What is that? Are they pores? Are they hair?
I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about.
Am I a gremlin? Like, I don't know. I'll take off my pants. I'll show you later. That's all my legs. I don't have any other way to show you.
I'll take my pants off later.
Okay. So I had two other shirts for you. They're not all that great. But one of your shirts would say, attention is the worst. And then another one as your phrase. Damn it.
Yes. Attention is the worst. I like that one.
So some of my shirts, if I had a shirt that would perfectly describe me, mine says, plays well with fingernails. Hobbies include Netflix and baths. And then, you know how everybody has like the proud dog mom?
Yes,
shirts.
Yes.
Mine would be proud dog and Yogi Bear mom.
Ah,
which is ironic because I hate people who call themselves moms after having a dog. But making fun of that shirt, it makes sense.
Yeah. It's a ironic, funny shirt.
And then considering everything that I got with Christmas, anything with alcohol, mermaid or unicorn related, because that was all of my gifts this year. Everything that I opened, and I loved them. I mean, they were all on point, but everything was alcohol, mermaid,
unicorn
related.
They know you so well, and you're vocal about what you like. There's nothing wrong with that.
And an actual shirt of mine is a picture of a unicorn, but instead of a horn, there's a wine glass there, and it says winicorn. So
I love it.
I always get a lot of compliments on that shirt, and the only thing it's missing is a mermaid. If I had a mermaid, like, that would be me completely on a shirt.
I could draw it on there.
With an erasable magic fabric pen?
Yes, yes, absolutely. I had one other shirt. I'm antisocial and I just don't like you.
Ooh, I like that one.
Yeah.
Stolen from the internet?
Yeah. I wouldn't wear that in public, though. I don't like the rude ones.
Also, I hate it. I hate funny captions, memes, or shirts that have a cuss word on it just because I'm automatically out on that. Like, well, I can't share it. Like, what is there is really great, and I would share it, except for it has an F-bomb in it. So I'm just like, ugh.
Well, I mean, in public, I don't like it because, I mean, kids can read. I don't know. It's just not necessary.
Yeah, Heaven, she's been able to read for the last couple of years probably. But the minute she started reading, I'm like, quit reading everything, because she'd be at my house and it's like, home is where the wine is. And I'm like, quit reading all of my stuff, girl.
Okay, so I've told you about me and the kids' games late at night before, like, we're trying to kill time before bedtime. So last night we do this meme off. And so we're all searching memes and we're on a group message. We're all in the same room and we're on a group message and we're sending each other all our favorite memes. And I came across so many bad ones and I was a little nervous. The kids were, I mean, they probably Googled the same thing to find memes and seeing all this stuff. And my son sent one that was a little inappropriate, but I don't think he knew it was inappropriate.
What did it say?
It was Harry Potter. And it was like, have you seen any of the movies?
Mm-mm.
So there's this redhead who's the best friend of Harry.
Yeah, Hermione.
Well, that's the girl.
Oh. Oh, Rupert.
Yeah.
That's not his name. That's his real name.
Like, yeah. And so it's like, yeah, now we're best friends and he's hanging on Hermione or something. And then Harry's like, it's cool, I nailed your sister or something like that. I was like, I don't think Maddox knows what that means.
Okay. Well, thanks for that, because you get so mad at Justin for ruining stuff. And you know that I lost your first Harry Potter book and I intend on buying it back, reading it and giving it back to you. I've never read any of the Harry Potter, nor have I seen a movie. And I've gone my whole life without any spoilers until right now. So apparently Harry Potter bangs redhead sister. I mean, last chapter I left off, I was on like chapter 3, book 1, and he was still a little kid.
First of all, I'm speechless because you asked me what it was. And so I told you, and I don't know what number I'm on. I think I'm on 2nd. You lost my book. So this is payback. And 3rd, I think I'm on 3. I'm sweating really bad and I feel awful. I am so sorry.
I will forgive you this time. I will have to tell Justin all about it and ask him to please explain in detail everything that happened in the new Avengers movie. I want a play-by-play tomorrow.
Oh my gosh, I'm so mad right now. I'm really sorry. I didn't even think about it.
It's okay.
I'm just kidding. That's not what happened.
That's at least not that big of a spoiler. I don't care who sleeps with who in books. In this fictional situation, I do care who sleeps with who in real life. But I care a little bit too much who sleeps with who. I hear stuff and I'm just like, ew.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, I just have one more thing. Because it's something else that I'm super passionate about. I hate the LOL, which, by the way, my car, I just turned on the text feature on my car so it can read text messages to me.
Oh, yeah.
And somebody texted me something and I pushed read and it says, so-and-so said, da-da-da-da-da, laugh out loud. And I'm like, what? Did they write? No, they LOL'd themselves over something that probably wasn't funny. I don't remember. But my car said laugh out loud.
Ooh, it's a super smart car.
Or is just that ingrained into us that even my stupid ass car knows LOLs for laugh out loud. It's so overused. I got it. Anyway, something else I'm super passionate about. Athleisure wear. Ugh. Thank you for not trying at all. Well, someone created special kind of yoga pants. Because some people think that yoga pants are super sexy. Well, now someone created crotchless yoga pants.
Get out.
So speaking of people doing people, you can be doing stuff to people in yoga pants because you think it's sexy. Now, it does have a flap, so you could work out in it, but like, you don't, if you were to have some, I don't think that that matters in this city. But I mean, you're not going to wear your crotchless panties as panties, so why would you wear your crotchless yoga pants if you're actually going to go work out or be in public?
I have no idea. No, I don't think that you would.
That's asking for an accident to happen.
No kidding. I want to know if these flaps are sealed or could they accidentally open? I need to know. Not because I want to purchase them. I'm just curious.
And this is where I'm torn. They are named after something that I love so much. So I'm disappointed. I haven't even looked into this, so I don't think it's the company that made it. But why the hell were they made by something called srirachas? I love sriracha. This is srirachas with an S.
I wonder if that means something in Spanish.
If you're just assuming this is the Spanish fault?
No, I'm just saying, I mean, sriracha, isn't sriracha a Spanish flavor? I wonder
I
if sriracha...
Thai.
Oh, really?
Or something.
Oh, I don't know. But my son loves sriracha Cheez-Its, and I think they've discontinued them. And it's a big ordeal in my house, just to let you know.
It is Thailand.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
No way. I'm
At seafood restaurants, at local seafood restaurants, was where it was first invented. It's a Vietnamese cuisine.
Wow.
Condiment for pho, fried noodles, and toppings for spring rolls.
I had no idea.
None of that equates to crotch as much as I can see.
Well, it did start in seafood.
Well, thank you for listening to Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips with me, Lacey G, and my witty bestie,
Amy Nichols. And be sure to subscribe to iTunes and Google Play.
And while you're there, you can leave us a comment, you can leave us a rating, you can tell a friend, you can do all kind of cool stuff. And hit us up on our socials. We'd love to hear from you. Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips on Instagram, on Facebook, Loose Lips Hips on Twitter. Keep your hips loose
and lips hip.
Thanks for listening.
I am a guy, so hurry up with my damn massage in a French restaurant. Hurry up with my damn croissants.